The Milwaukee County Parks Department is in heavy planning mode as it develops a long-term plan for parks and open spaces. But the initiative did not get much attention at Tuesday's meeting of the County Parks Energy and Environment Committee. What dominated the discussion was Pokemon Go. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz watched the meeting unfold. While the committee did not act on the issue, people on both sides made their voices heard.
Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman says he's hearing from his constituents loud and clear. The smartphone game Pokemon Go has turned life as usual in the Lake Park neighborhood upside down. Wasserman blames the company that created the virtual reality game for the crowds of people congregating in and around the park. The county has contacted the company, asking it to help strike a balance for concerned neighbors, but the company hasn't responded.
I just don't think it's acceptable. I think we need a response, and I also think that we could work with them to have a solution for the Pokemon crew, for neighbors. It's thumbing their nose at us as a county.
County attorney Colleen Foley helped draft the letter the county sent. She believes, at best, Milwaukee can request collaboration with the company because there's no ordinances to regulate corporate behavior. Foley says as for the park's popularity among Pokemon players, it falls under a special category.
They are devoted and protected in terms of free speech issues, a place to assemble and to debate. And so those are very critical constitutional issues that I have to take into consideration in assessing whether we can place any restrictions on the park.
Foley says a few rules do regulate basic county park protocol. For instance, they close at 10 p.m., and vendors can't set up shop without a permit. And she adds officers have issued several hundred citations over the summer for inappropriate behavior.
At the end of the day, this is a public park, and we are enforcing the ordinances that do apply.
I respectfully disagree with the Corporation Council as to whether this implicates First Amendment issues. If that were true, the county would have no right to regulate any kind of assembly or gathering in the park at all.
That's William Slaughter. He lives near Lake Park. Slaughter says groups using the park for events such as walks or runs must be permitted.
Even wedding photography, you need a permit to take wedding pictures. The question before this committee should be why the county allows Niantic Labs and its $500 billion corporate parent to operate a commercial entertainment enterprise on county property, which destroys and degrades the park property itself, encourages players to routinely violate county and city ordinances related to park closing times, littering, trespassing, parking, and noise.
Fellow neighbor Kelly Schmidt says her family no longer uses the park.
The only time you can walk through this park and look at the horror that has gone on with the vegetation is in the morning. You cannot do this at any time after 3 or 4 o'clock. Secondly, my husband's car was run into because it's so chaotic that people pulling in, pulling out, somebody is going to get killed. If you sat out and filmed every single day the chaos that is going on in a quiet residential neighborhood, you would be shocked.
Pokemon supporter Matthew Brom doesn't condone people playing the game from cars and agrees Lake Park does start filling up by 3 in the afternoon. But overall, he sees the situation differently.
There have been numerous community-organized events to go out and clean, and that's why, as the one gentleman said, the Lake Park is almost spotless. We even have people out there that are picking up cigarette butts and such. And to be honest, I've never seen a game bring people together more.
Brom wants to build on that togetherness. He's forming a self-policing team he's calling the Southeast Wisconsin Pokemon Rangers.
Everyone who volunteers will be expected to serve at least 1 hour a week in a park of their choosing. Lake Park probably going to be the most popular one. Walk around with their badge. At nighttime, they're going to have a LED reflective armband so people can stand out to help assist in the park being cleared out at 10 p.m. so that, you know, it can close properly, so there's less tickets being issued to people, and just generally try to improve this entire crazy mess that the players and the residents have found themselves in.
Brom says during Tuesday's meeting, 5 people joined his Pokemon Rangers sign-up list, and he hopes to talk strategy with the Milwaukee County Parks Director as soon as the director can make time. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.